You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
And you're hanging out with two divas and a margarita, and I am Diva Tosh.
And I am Diva Cass, and today we are... I'm sorry, I feel like my mic isn't on. Oh, I'm
sorry. Turn the mic on. Nick, can I get a mic? You know... Can we get a look, we're starting off bad. No, I think it's in. It's okay. I'm Diva Cass, and we are here today to talk about spicing up your sex life. And we have a somebody has had a little too much margarita today.
Maybe
we're talking to Diara. Did I say that right?
Yes.
Diara, she is a consultant for Pure Romance.
Yes.
So we have been looking at some things she brought with her. But before we get to that, we're going to talk about our hot topic today.
What is our hot topic?
Let me just tell you, when I got up Monday morning, I was distraught.
What happened?
The firing of Matt Lauer.
Oh, yeah.
I was a little, that one caught me off guard.
I got calls from all across the country.
What is going on?
My sister was under a panic. She
Not
like,
Matt.
Yeah.
Matt wouldn't do that.
Well, neither would the others. What makes him immune?
Okay, exactly. But, you know, Matt Lauer has been a fixture on the Today Show. Is it the Today Show?
Yeah.
For what, 20 years? 10, 20 years? Very long time. And he was let go because of sexual misconduct.
But didn't they let him go on the spot? Like, just like instantly?
Well, I have to believe that for a company of that size, to let him go, they had to have some substantial evidence.
I hope they did their research right.
Oh, I don't see them letting him go and they didn't.
I don't know. Was this a recent thing or was this another one of those 20 years ago?
No, I think that this is just, I think this may have been an ongoing thing. But obviously someone stepped forward and I'm sorry, I'm still not hearing myself, Nick.
It's in.
Okay. It feels weird because I don't hear myself. It's just someone came forward. They did not, they obviously believe this woman, but there have been accusations against Matt Lauer, from what I'm hearing now, for quite some time now. Diara, we don't call you D. We've been calling you D since you got here. Now I'm all of a sudden. How do you feel about this? I mean, did you feel any kind of way when you heard the news?
Not at all.
No. No, really? Not even shocked?
Well, for starters, I don't watch too much TV.
Mm-hmm.
So it really, you know, I do know him or know of him, right? Mm-hmm. But it's one of those things. It's like everybody's jumping on board, right?
Yes.
So, of course, when the Bill Cosby thing come out, in my opinion, it's like, oh, okay. So now everybody's, let's jump on the bandwagon, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now you don't be surprised if somebody else comes out and say, hey, I got touched too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I guess I think to me, I guess I was so surprised because it's such a long-standing show.
Mm-hmm.
He's on everyone's TV in the morning, every morning. And it's just like, I guess some people you're surprised and others you're like, yeah.
And no doubt, anymore. He probably did, to be honest.
Oh, I don't think that he didn't. But I'm joking when I say Matt wouldn't do that.
I mean, just like, well.
But they wouldn't let him go without some serious evidence, or they had to believe this. So to me, that was just, I was a little set back.
Well, bye-bye, Matt.
That means there's an opening. Can I apply?
Can I apply?
I'm telling you, they're going down. These men are going down.
And we did
our sexual harassment show 2 weeks ago. And because it's such a big thing.
He didn't listen. He didn't pay attention.
He didn't listen to the show.
Nope.
What? Matt, really? See,
we could have saved you.
We could have saved them. But it's funny that we're talking about Matt Lauer and sexual misconduct. But today we're actually talking about sex and spicing up that bedroom. So I'm just going to read a little bit about here. Just about every long-term relationship eventually experiences some kind of lull in the sex department.
Mm-hmm.
This can come in the form of frequency of sex or lack of excitement during the act itself. Fortunately, there are many ways to bust out of the sexual doldrums, but it does require a little extra effort. So,
and that's where D comes in.
That's where D comes in. she can help you out in that department, whether you're male or female. So, Dee, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and what you can do to help one spice up, you know, their sex life?
All right. Well, I am a consultant, as you said, Cass, with Pure Romance. I started doing this a couple of weeks ago, actually. Let's say about 2 months, maybe. Been doing this.
She's a newbie.
Yeah, I am a newbie, but I decided to do it, one, because I hear it's a lot of money in it and I need it. And two, it's because I own majority of the products.
Oh, do tell.
You got to know what you're selling.
Exactly. Exactly. So I can vouch for a lot of products that Pure Romance make, and, you know, what they sell and promote and things of that nature. A lot of people, when they hear Pure Romance, the first thing they think about is toys. And though we have a large selection of toys, very great toys, we want to kind of get out of the stigma of that, because we do sell a lot of other things, too. Mm-hmm. We do sell lotions, creams. We do enhancements, things of that nature as well. Mm-hmm. So Pure Romance is about educating as well as entertaining.
Oh, I like that.
I like how she said that.
Educate. Absolutely. Educate us, because I will be honest. And we had on our 40s and Horny show, mm-hmm. we talked about sex toys and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And I am not a big fan of the sex toys. I'll be honest. You know, we're grown folks here. It's just not my thing. So,
well, I mean, do you got a reason behind that?
Well, I'm kind of like Tammy Terrell and, what's our friend's name?
Marvin Gaye.
Yeah, ain't nothing like the real thing, baby.
But
I am not afraid to explore.
Exactly.
It just has never really been my thing. So I am really excited about today's show, because, you know, we all can learn something new, and sex can get boring with the same partner when you've, you know, been in a relationship, marriage or not, for a long time.
Right.
So I have a question for you, Dee.
Okay.
Because I was looking through this catalog here. Spicy. It's a spicy catalog here. And she brought some things in the studio here with us. And hopefully you all will get to see this video. Are we re-rolling video today? Hopefully this will be on YouTube and you'll be able to see some of the things that she brought. They're interesting looking. And so tell us a little bit about... this was something I saw in the catalog.
Okay.
And it's a vaginal dilator set. What is that?
That's a fancy word.
Vaginal dilator set. I saw it and I was like, wow, what is that? Tell me about that.
Hold on, now I got to see what you were looking at.
Oh, okay.
she don't refer to it by the name.
Yeah,
she
knows. Exactly. And that's, you know what? And that is exactly, I'm glad you said that, because so many ladies will come to me and say, hey, you still got that thing? I'm like, okay, what?
Thing.
All right, Ms. Cass, which one were you looking at?
See, it has like a 6-step program. Apparently, it kind of looks like you step it up.
Right. Now, it's funny that it's right next to like a virgin, which is the opposite of what it is.
Oh, okay. I do have some notes about that as well, but go ahead.
It's for our ladies that, and it's not necessarily that you don't have sex a lot and mm-hmm. things of that nature. It's just that some of us are a little bit more tight, a little bit more firm than others. So this kind of gives that introduction, kind of like an anal bead would for the back door.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Oh.
If that makes sense.
Okay.
We're talking back door already.
We just went straight
to
the
back. We just started.
I mean, why not?
Okay. So it's for women who are maybe smaller, just needing to dilate.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
I got it.
Well, you know what? Before we jump into all the toys, I want to ask you, Dee.
Absolutely.
What made you get into this? Why did you choose this business as opposed to Avon or Mary Kay?
Ooh.
Or
ooh,
or
that was some shade.
Not that there's anything wrong with Avon or Mary Kay.
You know what? It's again because not only am I a client, you know what I mean? I know this stuff, and Pure Romance actually makes really good products. And I'm not saying that just because, you know, I'm a consultant for them. Again, I've owned these products for over 3-4 years. Okay. Mm-hmm. But mainly is because I have a junior in college who's taking up pre-med, and bills are starting to add up.
Ooh,
and you can make a lot of money with Pure Romance. You can make a lot of money. I am fortunate to be a part of a really good team. My sponsor is Monica Shanks, and it's a really good team. They're very supportive. And any ideas that they have, they come with it, you know, what to do at a party, make it better, things of that nature. So if you have anybody listening that's interested, all you got to do is just buy like a starter pack, which is basically the demo like we got sitting here to kind of help you start. And I believe right now is today, as of today, it's 60% off. So absolutely hit me up, because we're talking like $40 for a set that you could. Yeah, that's like a $300 value. So,
So in the seeing that these are the days of social media, do you have a Facebook page?
Oh, or absolutely, Instagram? Yes. And this job has definitely had me open the doors, because I had to create a page for that.
Okay,
so yes, I'm at Pure Romance by Princess D on Facebook. I have a like page, which is basically just kind of giving an introduction of the items that we sell. I don't go into too much detail, because then it'll just put me out of business. But and then I also have a just a regular Facebook page, Pure Romance by Princess D.
Okay. So when we started today, you gave us a few samples of lotions and creams. We're like, what are you doing us? But there's so some of these creams you obviously can eat or taste at least. You can rub them over your lover's body. And does it give them a sensation?
Absolutely. Depending on which one you use. So the first one I gave you ladies was Basic Instinct.
And that's the one you put on us and didn't tell us anything about it.
Nothing at all.
Yeah.
So this, ladies, when you first put it on, if anybody know what your pheromones are, right? Anybody know?
What do you call it?
Your pheromones.
No. Okay. I'm not going to say I do.
All I can say is it's pheromones. I know that they get in your clothing. Is that true? They can be in, can rub off your body and be in your clothing. Is that true?
Sorta.
Okay. Well, maybe I don't know.
Pheromones is just the natural smell that your body produces.
Okay.
So with the Basic Instinct is that when I have at parties, I just put on Inside the Risk. And each person, regardless if we have 2 people, 20 people, have a different smell when they put this on. And then after about 20 minutes, 10 maybe, you'll have a whole nother different smell.
Wow.
So funny story. I actually gave this to my daughter, my 20-year-old, mind you. I gave this to her, like, I'd say right before I started selling this, maybe like a year ago. Because every time I put it on, it would smell like dead flowers.
No.
And I'm like, you know what? Either I'm just a horrible person inside, or it's old. Like, I don't know which one it is. Well, apparently it was because I'm just a horrible person inside. Because when she puts it on, she smells lovely.
Okay.
But again, around that time, I was like in a super slump. I wasn't in the mood. I wasn't, you know, that's just kind of what my body was producing. I was not happy, right?
Oh, so do you think, here's a question. Do you think this oil generates the scent based on how you're feeling or what your body, what you're going through at that time?
To me, it does. But what it does, what it's made for, right? It's actually supposed to bring the attention to you. So you know how like dogs have their sense, their pheromones. And then other dogs will smell that and be like, oh, she in heat. And they go running. So that's what it is with you. So that's you'll put that on and the guy kind of walk by like, oh.
No dead flowers over here.
Hey, see? But when they walk past me, they're like, okay, we'll keep it moving.
Oh.
Just keep walking.
No.
So I do want to tell you, you said that you are not only you're a client of Pure Romance. Were you always into, you know, the things that Pure Romance has, or did this become something you brought into your love life? And I mean, you know, we do say sometimes we ask questions and you have to say, well, that's none of your business. So if we step too far,
no,
but I'm just kind of curious, what made you start using?
Actually, I've been married for 17 years.
Okay.
So we did kind of introduce us into a lot of things because, you know, I was one of those that started young but had no idea what I was doing. It was just like, you put it in, that's it. You know what I mean? So when I got married, that's kind of what I brought to the table. You put it in, that's it. And it's so much more to it. Yes, it's so much more to it. And after being married for so long, I won't necessarily say same positions, all that stuff, but you just want a little bit more, a little bit more spice, you know? Yes. And that's exactly what we did. Mm-hmm. And my husband, you know, he watched porn. He does all those things. I'm like, oh my God. Mm-hmm. Like I told you guys earlier, I'm like, my imaginary pearls.
So it's
sweet baby Jesus. So, you know, and it was one of those things that it's like, okay, if this is what you want to do, mm-hmm. then I'll do it. And then I found myself saying, hey, can we go to the store today?
Ooh.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
So he had his thing, and this kind of became yours, and then yours and his.
Exactly.
Okay. So it really did work.
It did. It actually did.
Okay,
yeah.
Wow.
So just out of curiosity, and again, you don't have to answer anything you don't want to, how far into the marriage did you introduce some of these toys?
Oh, let's see. We were probably married for about 8-10 years.
Okay.
And then I had my own thing. Cause you know how we get upset and it's like, whatever. I ain't giving you nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm holding out. Okay. but deep inside you can't hold out.
Right.
You gotta
release. You really don't want to hold out.
You don't want to hold out.
Like
but
you
like, you ain't getting this today. Mm. So that's kind of where my introduction was for me. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, I know how to get here without you. You know what I'm saying? And I went and got my own thing. But I could tell you it's a lot more fun to use it together.
Okay.
A lot
I like
more fun.
That. Now, has there ever been a time, and some of these questions might sound a little off the wall, but is your husband a pretty strong, confident man? He doesn't get intimidated by the toys whatsoever?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Not at all.
Because some men do.
Some men
and
do,
they
yeah.
do. And you hear that a lot. You hear that a lot. You get ladies, because, you know, when we have the pure romance parties, we have like a private room.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not only for ladies to make their purchases in private, but also to ask questions, right? So you'll get those questions like, hey, how do you think, or how did your husband feel about this and that?
Mm-hmm.
You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? I have to tell him he had no problem with it, but you know, my husband isn't your husband or
yes.
your boyfriend, so you might want to kind of gauge them a little bit before introducing them to it. So,
okay, well, let's talk about some of your stuff now.
All right.
Do you find that there are items either on the table or in your bag mm-hmm. that you have over there that are more preferred by women as opposed to men? And some the men just like better than the woman do, or most of these things
or
together.
For a person who is just getting into toys,
mm-hmm.
what do you recommend?
Oh, that's a good question.
Mm-hmm.
It all depends on what you're into.
Because sometimes you have to take baby steps.
You do. You do. And you have to. And let me tell you, one thing I told my daughter who, you know, just recently lost her virginity. I'm so proud of her. But only because she waited. Only because she waited.
Right.
Not that she.
Okay.
But
that is so funny.
One thing that I told her, and again, I don't get the Mother of the Year award, but I mm-hmm. told her, kiddo, you'll never know what you want unless you go and explore you. I said, go
yes.
get you some candles. Go run you some warm bath water, turn them lights off, explore yourself.
Get the shower head.
Exactly. Seriously, because you can never let him know what mm-hmm. you want, what's good to you if you don't know. You know
I
what
like
I mean?
I agree.
I like
explore
that you're open
yourself.
Like that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I have all girls, so I have to be.
Yeah.
I need them to talk to me. You know what
Absolutely.
I mean? So to answer your question, Cass, it all depends on how you are. Like some people, believe it or not, like myself, when they first start, they're like out there, like, give it to me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then you got others that are a little bit more reserved, like, oh my God. Okay, so I really only prefer this amount of size, okay? And
yeah, I see her face.
and they, you know, they wanna be that way. So it all depends. We have products for all of that. And I don't have obviously all the products that we offer, but I do. Let's see. We got Rendezvous.
Okay.
All right. Rendezvous is a good one because
it's a self-starter.
It is. It's exactly a self-starter. And this is one of the toys that I like to say is for you,
mm-hmm.
it's for him, and it's for we. So you can use it by yourself, and that's just having the actual bullet, and that's for you.
Okay.
And then he can use it as just having, like, the cock ring that's attached with it.
Mm-hmm.
He can use that, and then you can use it together because you have this clitoral stimulator here
mm-hmm.
that once you put the actual bullet through, it works for both of you. So I recommend this for people that, because a lot of people don't know that you can have an orgasm. 60% of ladies or more actually have orgasms with only clitoral stimulation.
Mm-hmm.
not insertion. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? A lot of women do not comics with insertion. Mm-hmm. It's just right. It's just the way it is.
Yeah.
And these kind of products help with that.
Okay.
So again, this is called the rendezvous. So this piece will go over the balls, which is the cock ring. You didn't see
ow.
It. Yeah. And you know what? That, I'm glad I did that, because a lot of times when I'm doing this in a demo, I have to tell them it's best to get like some Vaseline or what one of the products that we like to use. And I don't think I brought. Oh, Simply Silk. This is what you use with toys and everything, just to kind of get some lube. Because if they're hairy mm-hmm. and you in the middle of the night or whatever in the darkness, sweet baby Jesus, this is going to hurt.
Y'all might break up after that.
You know what I mean? Well, if you keep using it,
he needs to do his manscaping.
Like, that's the end of that relationship.
Honey, and for her too, with all that hair.
Oh, look, Nick is back, our engineer. Right on time. We're talking about.
We were talking about cock.
Cock rings. poor Nick. I actually feel bad for you today, Nick. But Nick, I noticed something about you today, I have to say. So you have an earring. I've never noticed that.
Two.
Good observation.
Do you don't normally wear that, do you?
Yeah, always.
No. Mm-hmm. Tosh Heath, no.
I never paid attention.
I never noticed that. Okay, I'm just saying.
Ladies, I
noticed.
I think this is why we're not getting an invite Ooh. To the park.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
No, that's why.
I just had to say something, Nick, because I did notice it today. Nick has a girlfriend, and we're not gonna be that bad to you today, Nick. But we are talking about spicing up the sex life, and you're young. Your sex life is probably really spicy anyway. But you know. For those long-term marriages and long-term relationships, mm-hmm. sometimes it can get a little boring. And so we were just talking about one of the things I did talk about the vaginal dilator, but the vaginal exercise ball. Now, does this have to do with Kegels?
It does.
Because, you know, we keep hearing about you can be doing Kegels right now.
You can be doing Kegels right
anytime.
Now.
Anytime. A Kegel can.
And nobody would ever know.
No one would ever know. So how are these exercise balls different from Kegels?
It helps you with them. So, like, you could be doing, like you said, Kegels right now.
Yeah. So you insert
it. Boom. So with the balls, it actually helps to feel it. Like you feel, you know, you're tightening them up because you could feel your.
So you insert
muscles.
These balls?
Yes. You
didn't look at 50 Shades Darker?
No, I didn't.
Now, let me tell you something. I am one, and Nick, close your ears a little bit. So, like, I am not one for tampons and all those. I don't like those. But these. Is and I don't put these in either. I have my husband do it. Mm-hmm. And what you do is you just stick them up as far as they would go. And everyone knows our service is like 4 inches, right?
Okay.
So they're not going to go too far.
I didn't.
Yes.
So they will come out.
They will come out. They will come out.
So
now,
wait,
don't go
say,
sticking this in the back door because it's not going to come out. You're going to have to go to the doctor.
Is there there's no straying or anything?
Not for these particular ones, but we do have some that Kay saw. I believe it's on the same page mm-hmm. that Case has that do have, they're like together, kind of like anal beads, but these are not. I actually like these better.
So you're saying you push these Kegels up inside.
Well, these are called Benoit balls.
I'm sorry. I'm a little tipsy. No
Wait worries. A minute. Give us a brief description of what a Benoit ball is.
Okay. So just super small balls that go inside the vagina to help you with your Kegel exercise.
So they go in the vagina.
They go in the vagina. Again, don't put these through the back door. You'll have to go to the doctor to get them out. Okay?
They look too big for the back door.
Okay.
But if you insert them, because like we say, you can do Kegels anytime, anywhere. Is this something that you shouldn't leave the house with?
Oh, absolutely not. I go to work with them all the time.
Really?
Yes.
And they don't come out?
No.
Wait a minute. Did you see me look at her? I was like, is she about to laugh? Is she chuckling?
Are you serious? Do you really
go? I promise you. Absolutely. And like right now, I'm only doing one. Mm-hmm. I haven't gotten the two yet. I'm still doing one.
So you're putting, you're inserting this. Mm-hmm. You go out and do whatever your normal day, and are you keeping it tight to try to keep it up in there?
Yes.
And so that's the goal.
Yep. Every time I feel it trying to slip, it's like, whoop, Kegel.
Oh.
Kegel. and crank that boy back
up there.
And it's
tightening the vaginal muscle.
Yes. And you know it's working because, say, I use it week one and I can feel it, you know, slipping a little bit, mm-hmm. right? Week two, I'm starting to feel a little bit more. Mm-hmm. Week three, you know what I mean? It's like, oh, I am feeling this.
What's the pro and con of one as opposed to two?
It's the weight, and it's not, they're really not that heavy. They look like they're not heavy. So two, and again, I'm not the expert on this. So I would say going two is making it a little bit more heavier. So it's requiring you to tighten it a little bit more.
Now I'm going to ask you a personal question here. You're wearing, you're using these balls. Mm-hmm. What are they called again?
Benoit balls.
Mm-hmm. And do you notice a tightening, and does your husband notice
My
a
husband
tightening?
My husband is noticing a tightening.
Okay.
Yes, absolutely.
Cass, that would make an 8-hour work day so much better.
Look at you.
And I'm going to tell you something.
Listen. I won't be calling you talking about Cass with the cry face. Or
I work at a plant, so trust me, when it's gray sweatpants day, it's a lot of Kegels going on.
Okay. So Kegels are important, ladies. Keep it tight.
Yes.
Get some Benoit balls.
And if you don't want to do that, we always have like a virgin. Ladies.
Okay.
And put that cream in and it'll tighten
and
it up for you.
This is a 24 hour tightening cream. How does this work?
Now, I'm going to boast a little bit. Okay. I never had to use it.
Because she's doing them Kegels.
She's boasting.
Just a little bit. But you have some ladies that do use it. And again, we want to get out the stereotype to think that, oh, my vagina is loose because I've had babies, or my man is like 5 feet wide or whatever. Get out of that. That's not, because it's not how we're designed. Okay. Mm-hmm. It loosens because it's loosened. It's just, it could be over time. It could be what you're doing. It doesn't matter. It doesn't mean that it's because you're having sex every day. It loosens. Cause no, that doesn't happen. But this, I do hear works. This is one of the products I have not used yet.
Okay.
But I do hear that it works.
Do you know how it works? I mean, how do you
One thing that I tell everybody with Pure Romance, a little goes a long way. So you don't want to put too much on your fingertip. You just want to do like a little pea size, okay? Mm-hmm. And then you want to put it around the area of the vagina. And then you want to also take a little pea size again and kind of put around the lips and everything of the vagina.
Okay. Sounds good. Interesting.
Well, I have a question that, you know, I don't know if this is a myth or if it's true. You hear a lot of women say that certain sex toys or vibrators can desensitize you. Have you heard that?
I have heard that.
What are your thoughts on that?
Maybe. If you use them all the time, I could see that. Because we do have, like, say we have Premier. This is one of our best sellers also. This little guy.
It's so cute.
Oh, God, it's so cute.
It's a cute little thing.
I was waiting to see. Seven I was like, what
speeds.
Is that?
Oh, it is seven. Awesome. It is awesome. And then, you have here the ridges that kind of get all in there. It's amazing.
No, she's talking about. Yes. Cool down now.
So let's say I'm a person who uses this twice a day and I have it on seven every time. I personally think that it would. Like, I'm not a doctor. I don't know. But I would think if I'm putting my body through that every day or, you know what I mean, a lot, that it probably would, because my body would get used to that and want that type of stimulation all the time.
As with anything else that you overdo.
True.
You know.
Right.
So. True. So I would say an overuse of them, then, yeah, I would agree that statement would be true.
Okay.
So you have to just be moderation.
Everything in moderation.
Moderation.
Again, a little goes a long way.
Okay. So, you know, I think we're at 3:30, so we're just going to take a small break. Enjoy the song, and we'll be right back with D and more Pure Romance. Enjoy.
Yo, I don't think we should talk about controversy. A three-letter word.
And we're back with Two Divas and a Margarita. And today we are talking to Dee about her Pure Romance and all the good goodies that she has brought with us to enlighten us today. But where do we leave off, Dee?
We were talking about stimulators and if that leaves us.
And I was going to ask you if you have a personal favorite.
I do. And on break, I let the ladies feel the Premier. The Premier is my personal favorite.
It's a strong little thing.
I like the Premier.
It is.
It packs a lot of power, and it's small. Very yes. small.
What kind of batteries go in that?
It's actually no batteries. You charge it. It's charged. You recharge it. Yes.
That's it.
And that's, again, another favorite. This is, and when I have my parties, I like to kind of explain this one. You know, guys, when you're going from behind, right, you like to do doggy style, whatever. And then you got the guys who always want to reach. You always get the around. Reacher. Okay. And then they want to grab boobs, but they can't. So they get like your nipple and they're doing this pinching moment. And it's like, just stop. And then heaven forbid, they try to get down and try to stimulate you with your clitoris. And they're like in your navel and you're just over there like, just stop. So this, the premiere is best for that. Cause while he's all, you know, trying to figure it out, you're helping yourself out. Uh-huh. And it's perfect because it goes on your finger. Mm-hmm. No matter if it's you going back door, missionary, however you want to do it, ladies, this you can help yourself.
I like it.
He's helping them.
Wait a minute. I want to go back to the fact that you said there's no batteries in there.
No batteries.
So how is it?
You charge it like a phone?
Yep. Just like a phone. Good. Just like a phone. It's a very, very small hole, like right on the side. You just crank that boy in. And I'm going to tell you, an hour will give it a full charge.
Wow.
I like that.
Yes. Wow. That's pretty impressive.
Yes. And it's super silent. Another reason why it's a favorite. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you can be at home and you try to be inconspicuous and you turn that vibrator on and you get the everybody in the house knows what's happening.
Ooh, that's not good.
Right. You turn this premiere on, no one knows. And it's a part of another collection. So all of our toys are like that with this collection. They are chargeable.
No batteries.
Yep, no batteries, and they're super.
Wow,
I like that.
Let me tell you, toys have come a long way.
They have. It just made me think of that episode of those of you who watched the show Insecure, when she was pleasuring herself and her battery died.
Yeah,
I just about fell out on the floor because she was going everywhere. She was pulling out the television remote control.
Stop.
She was pulling out the flashlight. She was just desperately looking for a battery.
Right. And so these toys are all chargeable.
All chargeable.
Yes. And so say you don't want to be like her, you can keep it plugged.
I have a question. Right. Are they waterproof?
Now, we do have some that are waterproof.
Okay. So if you're bathing and, you know, you want to take a long bath and get your candles out and you want to have a little fun, you can use some of these in the bath.
Absolutely. We do have some waterproof toys. Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Okay. Well, Dee, I know you said you just started this about, 2 months ago?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a bestseller, or does Pure Romance have a bestseller?
Yes. Well, see, it's hard to say because all ladies are different. It's two things, actually. Like, far as our collection with creams, stimulants, things of that nature, O is a big seller for me.
It's called O?
It's called O.
Like, as an orgasm?
As an orgasm. And let me tell you, ladies, this is the truth.
Okay.
The truth, the truth, the truth. Again,
which shall set you free.
Honey. A little bit goes a long way. Let me tell you, you put a little pea size on your finger, put this on your clitoris, you will be clamming the wall.
Stop.
Do you understand? Like, it gets you so, so sensitive. You can have the vent. You could just be laying there next to the vent like, oh, you know what I mean?
It's this, like that?
This is amazing. This is amazing.
Reserve one for me. That is interesting because, so, with this O, if you put it on and you're waiting for your man to come home, do you have time? Like, can you chill out with this on, or do you need it right away?
Okay, I'm going to tell you from experience.
Okay,
well, that's the best way to
speak
talk.
The truth.
You, right? You put this on when you know he's walking up the stairs or he is, like, right there ready.
Okay.
Because once it's there, once you get it in, and for me, it doesn't take much, right?
Mm-hmm.
Once you get it on, it's like, okay. Okay. I'm doing this on my own. You know what I mean?
Like,
it gets you so, so sensitive. It doesn't matter. It's like just the walls itself touching. It's like, okay, all right. And heavens forbid you go moving, because then you're just gonna shimmy in that seat until you're done.
So this is kind of like what is that stuff they use for guys?
KY. Like, that. Him and her situation, I don't know.
Like the blue pill, whatever.
The Viagra.
Pill.
Oh.
Is it like that?
This is the female version almost, in a cream version?
Well, sort of. Because, like, you can wash it off. The Viagra got to take its time. Like, you wash it off, you'll be fine. But It's a really, really good simulator.
It just washes off.
Yeah.
Or does it just go away? Like, does it?
It can go away.
Okay.
So if you have this on and you start having sex, it just enhances the sex
that's exactly what it is. It's an enhancer. It will because you, again, are super, super sensitive. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking whatever's touching you. It could be his big belly. Who cares, honey? Because your body is like, this is the best, and I am there. You see what I mean?
Okay. Yeah.
This is a really good seller from me, and it must be for Pure Romance because when I go order it, it's usually out of stock.
Wow. Okay.
For our toys, believe it or not, it's in the groove. And I say believe it or not because this is one of our simple vibrators. You know, it takes two batteries. And you got to excuse.
Is that gel?
It is, and it's pretty. I love it. It's my favorite color. It is pretty. And it has a really small clitoral stimulant on it as well. But this is actually a bestseller for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yep,
mm-hmm.
And it's called In the Groove.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now we talked about spicing up your sex life with a partner. What about the woman who's going through a dry spell? So she just, you know, she's not in a relationship. Mm-hmm. She's just going through a dry spell. What would you recommend for that? She likes the whole shebang. You going to need the whole shebang. Let's just start here.
Like, well, been there, done that. Okay. This is called The Home Alone.
Aww, so sad.
It's even titled.
I know, right?
For like a woman going through a dry spell.
Girl, you need the home alone.
I know, right?
Okay.
It's going to make you feel bad about it.
Tell us about this Home Alone.
Super, super good. So most women don't know where their G-spot is.
This is true.
That is true.
Yes, it is.
I'm going to tell you, I didn't know. My husband didn't find it.
Seriously, that is a true statement.
No one knows. This is one of the toys, when you see the toys shaped like this, right? This is one of the toys that will get there. Like, you know, you want to put it in. And even if your G-spot is here or if it's turned here, Home Alone's going to find it.
Ooh, really?
Okay? And when Home Alone finds it, you'll be on the wall as if you had some O.
Mm.
Again. Okay. Now, I know it's Home Alone, but it's not as you guys thinking. Mm. It's Home Alone as if you want to be home alone when you use this.
Okay.
Because
you don't want to be interrupted.
So mm-hmm. That's for the ladies. It's just in their spell that, hey, you know, whatever. Just haven't found him yet. Don't want to find him. Mm-hmm. I can go to my drawer and get him. And this is also rechargeable. There are no batteries.
I was getting ready to ask.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And this packs the punch, too.
Mm.
Let's see. Let me go ahead and pass this around. Again, that's on one.
That's one?
That's one.
Lord Jesus. With a level, you don't need two or three.
I gotta see. Let me see. What's going on with this?
That's one.
This can't be one.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, if it gets any higher than this, you're gonna fall off the bed.
Hey.
It's gonna shake you right off the bed.
You would want to be home alone.
Yes. Wow.
Hence the name.
Would you like to see Nick?
That's one, Nick.
That's one.
And Nick, just so you know, that can also be used on testicles as well.
Oh, okay, good to know.
So that can be used both ways.
Yes.
Okay.
We have a lot of product. And you know,
no, wait a minute. I'm sorry, Dave.
Oh, no, go ahead.
Is there directions that come with that? Because
absolutely.
If you just showed that to me, I'd be like, I don't know what to do.
Absolutely, yes, there are directions.
Okay.
And it also tells you how to clean it. And I do want to say that before we end today, there is a lot of times ladies have toys and they just put them in the drawer.
Mm-hmm.
And that is an absolute no-no. We sell a product called Come Clean,
mm-hmm.
and this helps keep those toys clean. We also sell a toy bag, which you don't have to buy from us, of course. Mm-hmm. What I like to do is get a silk scarf from the beauty supply and wrap mine up with that.
Mm-hmm.
And this keeps the bacteria and everything off of it, and it keeps them kind of clean. Because the last mm-hmm. thing you want to do is, one, certain toys out here, you don't want to use like regular soaps and things like that to clean it.
Okay.
And you want to make sure you store them correctly. Cause you know, sometimes hey, we're just in the mood. We don't want to have to go run downstairs or run to the restroom, go clean it off a little bit, and then oil it up. Mm-hmm. And then we don't want to do all that. We just want to go to the drawer and use it, which is not safe if you're not storing them correctly.
So you should be cleaning after each use.
After each use, you should
storing
be cleaning
it correctly.
Yes. And we do sell Keep Clean. It comes in two different sizes. We do an 8 ounce and we do a 12 ounce. Mm.
So what would you tell us about the storage of some of these toys?
For majority of them, especially the In the Groove, that's a big seller. Like, you know, you guys at home can't see, but it has like little fuzzies on them. Mm. Even though I'll keep them in the bag for taking them out on demos, it still gets dirty. Yeah. You know, just with things like that. So you want to kind of keep them in a toy bag, something that's silk, something that's not, you know, you don't want to do cotton because of course it'll go on there. You want to keep it on something that's clean and won't pull in more bacteria with it.
Okay.
Okay, so I noticed that you had one thing for men. And I'm just going to talk about this because apparently this is all mostly to be worked on women. But you do have the hand jive, born to hand jive. And this is a reversible masturbation sleeve. Oh, so let me just say, it says, give him a hand. Pure Romance's male pleasure sleeves feature innovative textures and vibrating functions. Self-love has never been so satisfying. So tell us about the sleeve and why are the products so limited
for the men? I won't say it's limited. This is probably the only toy-like product we have for men. But majority of our – I won't say majority. Let me take that back. Some of our creams are for the men also. Like before we started, I let you ladies taste Sensation.
Yeah.
Sensation, this is hot butter rum. And usually their products – When they have a taste, it tastes just like that.
Okay.
Like, I love the strawberry and cream. Like, I'll sit there and eat Sensation like it's freaking candy, but it's not. But this is for a man as well.
Okay.
You know, you use it, ladies use it also, but men can use it as well. So we have products that are like that. You know, we have the whip that I let you ladies
taste. Yes, I like this whip.
I was about to
that
say.
That also is, it's for.
As Cass is over there with the whip, the leather whip.
She's so funny with that whip today.
We'll be posting her picture on later on.
So it's a lot of products that you can use for both of you.
Okay.
This, the hand jive is a lot more so. And then the rendezvous, like we talked about earlier, that's like a
wee
toy.
I gotta see this hand jive.
Now, the hand jive is awesome because
it's so funny to me.
It's for those ladies that, you know, you got ladies out here that loves giving head, right? You got them. You got some that's like, oh my God. Oh, yes, that's the best. Well, I ain't one of them. So hand jive helps me because it's like, let's get this over with, okay?
How does this? I don't understand how this works. It doesn't look like it's called the hand jive and it's a masturbation sleeve.
Oh, let me show.
Please tell me
how
this works because I'm not sure.
I mean, I'm gonna go ahead and show you.
Uh-oh, demo time.
Demo. So say we get a little.
She's pulling out some cream and a toy. You got to see this. You need to
we
be
wanna,
here.
We're going to put a little lube on it. We're going to get you a little lubed up, right?
Okay.
So the hand jive, the penis will go in, right?
Okay.
And then.
How? That hole is very small.
Oh, God. My husband will love you. Because I swear he saw this like, I ain't going to fit in that.
Who? What man could fit in there? You might not want to mess with him.
Okay. Look, she about to prove us wrong.
Get in there.
And oh, my God.
There it is.
So I don't care how big lubricant he thinks he is, it's going to go in.
Okay.
It's going to go in. It stretches your vagina. It will go in there.
Wow.
So the ridges inside, and again, it's reversible. So you can flip this boy over. You can leave it like this. So what you want to do is just use it again. To pleasure, he can pleasure himself, or you can pleasure him with him. Like most ladies, like myself, I love to use it because it keeps some of my husband out, and it's like boom. So I'm cranking that shaft. I'm giving him just a little bit, right?
All right.
And hey, give him about
really
8 minutes.
Uh oh.
She said eight.
Eight minutes. Him.
Well, that's another story.
Not 7:59, but 8.
That's another story. But, and you get him where you need to be. The best part about it is it's the easiest cleanup. So, you're about to get there. You want to take that.
Yep.
Whoop, hold it.
Oh, like a
bathroom, flip it. and clean it.
Ladies, you have to see this. You wouldn't if you didn't. I didn't even think you were going to get that around that toy.
Oh, absolutely.
But it went over there with no problem.
It really did.
But keep in mind, too, I did lube my baby up a little bit.
You
don't want to be dry humping.
Uh-uh. No.
You don't want to do it because you might hurt him just a little bit.
All right.
Just a little bit.
I get it.
So, Dee, let's talk about some of the pricing on, like, how low, how high. Is there anything in between?
So, Pure Romance is definitely one of those that you get what you pay for. And, again, I'm not saying this as a consultant. I'm saying this as an actual customer. You get what you pay for. So, we have small items, like basic instinct, things and like that, that runs you about $12. Okay. $14, $16, something like that. Okay. Then as you go up, you have pricing like right now, which is a good seller. Like I said, In the Groove, he's $40.
Mm-hmm.
He's
mm-hmm.
$40. But
he's
then,
probably a good $40 to spend, though.
He's a good $40 to spend. But then you get my baby here.
Uh-oh. Okay.
All right. Then you get this. Now, this is, again, 7 speeds, but it also has 7 different pulses. As well. So, these ladies, this is $189.
Wow.
Yes, this is $189.
Have you tried that one out?
Yes, I have. Yes.
Is it self-investment? So worth $180?
It is worth it. And I'm going to tell you, just from the material itself, and I'll let you feel that, just the material itself. So, this is what you're feeding to your body.
Okay.
Premier, which is my absolute favorite, this is $89. So,
really? It's so cute. This does mm-hmm. feel very nice.
So that is, you know, kind of sums up the pricing. So it's like when you get to those products that are, that start to have like a lot more that you can do things with mm-hmm. or looks extra pretty and feels pretty.
I think the feeling is important.
Yes. Absolutely. Then you start paying a little bit more for those.
You don't want some artificial feeling type situation.
Absolutely. No. Right.
Because would you say that some of these prices are comparable to like a Lover's Lane or?
I would say, yep, just about the same with Lover's Lane. And again, as a client of Lover's Lane, what I love about Pure Romance is that I believe that they use real women.
Okay.
That they don't, because they have to. Like, these products are so good. Like, we got a product that's called Just Like Me, okay? This product is the best. It's like they had to have talked to some women and used this on some women. Just Like Me is a product that you put inside, right? This is, it helps you stay moist. Okay. So when you get dry, mm-hmm. when you dry up, then your body, you know how your body, it takes us a little bit to get there.
Yes.
So you get dry, you don't have to worry about that with Just Like Me. And it's a water base. You don't have all that extra stuff that'll break you out, possibly give you a yeast infection or things like that.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have that. So again, you get what you pay for with
Absolutely.
This. But yeah, with Lover's Lane, I can say, but I can also say that with these products that we sell, I think they're a little better than Lover's Lane, even though you got the competitive pricing mm-hmm. there.
And you get the personal touch.
And you
don't
get
that
touch.
At Lover's Lane.
That's true.
There's a personal touch. She knows what she's talking about. She can recommend things.
Absolutely.
Like some of this stuff, like I said, I have never been a big toy person, but I have also not, they feel really nice
mm-hmm.
on my hand. And that little guy there, I'm just shocked.
I like that little guy.
He is a pistol.
Yeah,
I like that little guy.
Yes, that is my favorite.
Yeah. See, I think we need to come up with names for.
Yeah, we
what,
do.
What should we call him?
I don't know, but he's a powerful little purple yeah. thing.
Well, I call mine Speedy.
Speedy. Okay. I like that.
You can
what
name
do you
him whatever
know
you want.
About the development of some of these products, like. You know, do they have a factory? Do they test them out before they bring them? Or are you, you know?
I do know that they test them out. They actually have ads out for testers. So, and
Ooh.
Then that's also what we do at our parties. So when we have parties, we have like a little form and it's kind of like a how did I do type thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then one of the questions that I like to ask is, what was your favorite product and why?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, tell mm-hmm. us more. Because they listen. They actually mm-hmm. do listen. And if you go to the website, you will see down, if you scroll down at the bottom, they welcome feedback. They welcome it. So, mm-hmm. and I believe that's what makes this a good company with mm-hmm. their products is because they listen. You know what I mean? And their products is based off of that. Their warehouse is in Ohio. I believe it's Lovelace. Isn't that cute? Aww. Lovelace, oh Ohio. So I don't know if this is where they actually make the products or where they have them shipped, but I know that's where I order from.
Okay.
So my product comes from Lovelace. So honestly, I don't know about far as where it's manufactured, mm-hmm. but I do know that they actually employ testers.
I think we should have a Pure Romance part, two divas. Pure Romance Party.
I think so.
We have to.
I think so.
And I think it'd be a lot of fun. And I've learned a lot here today.
I have too. I actually enjoyed the show.
I did. Yeah. Things that I didn't know, like, you know, the vaginal dilator and the vaginal exercise balls. And there's a lot going on.
It's a lot of things in the book that I don't have in the demo. Another one of our bestsellers that I didn't say was Coochie. Coochie is a shaving cream. People hear that and they're like, what? It's a shaving cream and it's a good shaving cream. Again, uh-huh. I love their products. It's a good shaving cream. You don't get those razor bumps.
Ooh.
I don't know who they tested on, mm-hmm. but you don't get the razor bumps. You don't get that itchy mm-hmm. afterwards. You don't get, you know, you shave and then like 2 hours later, you're like, oh crap. You get stuff touching like, oh dear, I don't, what's happening?
Yeah.
You know, you don't get that. Believe it or not, I used this before I got here.
Okay.
And you don't
and
get
that
at all.
And it's called Coochie.
It's called
Coochie. By Pure Romance.
It's different since they kind of capitalized on these scents. Smells so good.
Mm-hmm.
So very good. So yeah, Coochie is another big seller. And again, it's just shaving cream.
Okay.
Nice.
Any more questions you have over there, Tosh?
You know what?
I know that there's usually not men at these parties. Mm-hmm. Have you ever given a party for men?
No. One of the rules, which is basically the only rule with Pure Romance, is no men and no babies or no children. Anybody under 18 mm-hmm. and a man should not attend a party. Now, that's with demo. So, ladies, if you want to have a party, you want to call me. If you want to have men, that's fine. It's just that I wouldn't be able to do the actual demo like I would do, you know, how I showed you ladies, hey, mm-hmm. let's taste this, let's show this. Yeah. We wouldn't be able to do that.
What do you say to your men? Because a lot of this is geared toward women. Mm-hmm. So obviously there's a market.
Right.
What do you say to your husbands, your boyfriends, the men out there? Maybe they should invest in some of these toys for their woman.
Absolutely.
Oh, absolutely.
I say it all the time. Again, this is my second job. So at my first job, it's like, hey, I sell Pyrenic White. What is it? Well, let me get a book and show you. You know what I mean? This mm-hmm. is what people, like, especially men, like to do is only buy these things on occasions like Valentine's Day, Sweetest Day. No. Please her always. And you have a lot of our products are for you too. So you're helping her help mm-hmm. you.
Ooh, help absolutely. Me help you.
You know what I mean? So
do you sell any of these products online?
I do.
Okay.
Thank you for asking. So I do have a webpage. It's pureromance.com. It's / D'Era Rodman.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So those are also on the page. And then two with online, it gives you details. So how we talked about today, online breaks it down to you as well. It'll say, hey, this scent is from blah, 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 blah. This is for da, 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 da. And it'll tell you this is water-based. You know, you shouldn't use this if you're this way. You know, because I have a latex allergy. So a lot of things I wouldn't be able to use, you know, without a special cream or taking a steroid pill to take it. But so a lot of ladies need to know that as well, what's out there that's not fitted for them. So you will get that information online as well.
Okay. Do you find that you sell more online as opposed to in person or?
Right now it's starting just in person.
Okay.
And I think it's because one, a lot of people don't know what Pure Romance is. They think it's just toys. So they're like, no, I'm not going to go to that site. It's nasty. You know what I mean? That's the first thing. Oh God. I don't want to do that.
We have to get out of that because, you know, look, you might be a church lady and, like you say, clutching your pearls. But you know what? That man wants some spice going on. And you do, too. It's nothing wrong with, you know, just because you're a Christian don't mean you have to be born in the bedroom.
Exactly.
You have to keep it, you know, lively and going. So I would say to the average woman or even the older women or the church women that think this is just, I can't do that. You better get into it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because
he gonna find it somewhere,
right?
It's true.
Or do it for yourself.
Do it for yourself. Explore because
a good release is always worth it, regardless if you did it by yourself or with someone else.
And growing up, you know, we talked about this too. we're never taught to explore ourselves and learn what our bodies, like you said, it was just stick it in.
Yep.
That's really what it was.
Right.
So you, as you get older, you start to learn. But like I commend you on telling your daughter to get to know herself, because you're right. How can you please someone else? And you don't even know what pleases you.
Exactly.
So you have to get in tune with yourself and your body. And these are some ways to do that. Like you said, the home alone. Hey, take some time for yourself and find out what really works, because how can you tell him? You know, he might be all over the place. Mm-hmm. You sometimes have to give a person a map.
Right.
And so I think this is definitely a good way. I would love to do a two divas party, a pure romance. And so we definitely will talk to you about doing that. I think it'll be a lot of fun and very educational as well.
Absolutely.
So I don't know where Mr. Nick went. He just kind of abandoned us.
Nope.
But do you have any more questions, Tosh?
No, but I can tell you that I had a lot of fun today, Dee. And so we want to just thank you for taking the time out of your busy day, because I know people are busy, and just coming out here and educating us. This really was an educational
It was. Session. And the other thing, I know we talked a lot about toys today, but like you said, spicing up your sex life is more than about toys. I mean, you have lingerie.
Right. We do sell lingerie as well.
And I saw some of it. It's very lovely. Yes. It's very sexy. You know, I might have to get some of that. And role play. Role play is becoming a big thing. For couples.
Yes.
So you have things for role playing.
Absolutely. And when 50 Shades of Grey, I believe it's the third series, comes out in February, we'll have even more, because it's another thing Pure Romance does is when the first Pure Romance, I'm sorry, 50 Shades came out, that's why you got the whip and then the blindfold.
I like this whip.
And she still has the whip.
Yes.
Put me down
an hour later.
So a lot of our products are come from that movie. And if any of the ladies here read the book, you know that that's more of a submission dominant type thing. Mm-hmm. But it's also a lot of role playing as well. So it makes it fun also.
I know we're getting ready to close out, but I just want to ask real quickly, do you guys ever have sales?
We do actually. Yes, we do have sales, and I believe those are online, so don't quote me on that, because I believe I did see like a 60% off. I know I just did a sale for Black Friday, and that's kind of what I do on my page. Mm-hmm. I promote different type of things. So, and all of the consultants are different, because it's the way we make money, so it's the way we buy things. So our sales will be different. So I'm not sure if you'll see something different online versus what we do, but I just had like a 40% off for Black Friday, or we call Pink Wednesday. We had a sale. I did a sale online for that, and I sold a few items. And then for Christmas, I'll have another sale depending on how much feedback I get. So
Bless you.
Excuse me. Sorry.
Well, thank you. You want to take us out, Cass?
Well, I definitely enjoyed today.
I do too.
Dee, thank you for talking to us. Before we go, I want you to give your Facebook page one more time. Give it to our listeners one more time.
All right. It is A Pure Romance by Princess Dee. Mm-hmm. It is on Facebook. You can reach me at Gmail by Pure Romance by Princess D at gmail.com, as well as pureromance.com / Diarra Rodman. And that's DiarraRhodman. And that is my website.
Okay. And also, you can always catch Two Divas and a Margarita on Facebook. You can also catch us at twodivasandamargarita.com if you want to hear more from us or listen to more podcasts. And we're normally here at 4:00 on Sunday at Podcast Detroit. And we're going to sign off now. So thank you for listening, and have a great week.
Absolutely.
We're out. Thanks.